A lot of great information and videos, everything you need by going to criticalhealthnews.com. You've got a lot of information there. Doc Wallach, of course, provides a lot there. Some of his videos are there, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to keep, just keep this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. When we come back, we will take your calls, your texts, your tweets, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, Brooks Agnew joins me as we talk about the Hollow Earth and some of the amazing things he's been working on. Doc Wallach with us as we'll take your calls this hour. Our final hour with the doc, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to keep and call later or now if you need to get advice, 1-855-949-7234. Email in from Charles in Boston, Doc. You're going to like this one. I'm 5'7", I weigh 320 pounds, and I have gout. What can I do? And, Doc, would you explain what gout is also?
Sure. George, gout is the inability to break down certain carbon products, okay, by the liver, okay, and they build up in your joints, particularly in your toes. And so we have to make the liver happy so it breaks down these products. And they turn into harmless carbon compounds. 300 pounds, I guarantee the guy has a gluten problem. You can absorb calories when you have a gluten problem because there are small little molecules. And
gout is painful, isn't it?
Well, it's very painful. That uric acid is what that little product is. The liver can't break down. It builds up in your toes, and that uric acid just causes tremendous pain. It's extremely painful. So first thing he's got to do is change his diet, get rid of all the bad stuff. The basic thing, no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, pepperoni, jerky, carb, beef, that kind of stuff. No oils. We said that earlier in the show. No oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salt.
In his email, Doc, I didn't read it all because it's very lengthy, mm-hmm. but he eats a dozen donuts a day.
Well, there you go. He's got to stay away from those sugars. And probably a source of the raw materials for the uric acid to build up. Things like purines. We're talking about beans and shellfish. Also organ meats, liver, heart, kidneys, those kind of things all have lots of purines in them, which become uric acid and build up in the joints. So, again, none of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no purines. Thanks for bringing that up, George. No purines. And then 300 pounds. Optimally, ideally, he would take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. So if he weighs 325 pounds, he needs three healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything three times a day, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He also needs to take some anti-inflammatory things. And here's where our new division, our Hemp FX, we have our CBD oils out now.
Oh, do you? Well, that's amazing.
We're fired up and ready to go. We have three of them. We're legal in 48 of the 50 states. We're legal in all states except Idaho and Wisconsin. And so I would use the anti-inflammatory one, which is called Soothe. Okay. It comes in a little pump bottle, and it's kind of like the same consistency as a hand lotion you get out of a pump. And within 5 minutes, the pain will go away on the toes, wherever you rub that on. It's called Soothe again, Soothe, and it's found in the Hemp FX division. We have like 25 different divisions in longevity, and the Hemp FX is our newest one. We have three products, and that'd be the one you'd want to use. It gives a very quick pain relief, reduces swelling and inflammation. And then I would also have them take the vitamin D3, three of those, three times a day, three per 100 pounds of body weight. So it would be three bottles a month of our vitamin D3 capsules, and then the MSM. MSM is a sulfur compound which calms down inflammation in connective tissue, which is what really gets these guys when they have gout. So I'd have them take 12 of the MSM tablets a day, 4, 4, and 4. That'll be three bottles a month of the MSM tablets from our Free Life division, and it also will support healthy cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, all of which are involved in the gout, and also make the liver happy. And then, lastly, for the weight loss, I'd have them get our Rev, our EV Rev, and I'd have him get two bottles of Rev per month as a dropper bottle, put a dropper full under his tongue, 30 minutes for each meal, leave it absorbed through oral tissues, put a second dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under his tongue, 15 minutes for the meal, let it absorb the oral tissues and don't swallow it. And within a couple of days, he'll begin to lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. And the magic here is, George, they won't need any surgery for saggy, baggy skin because they've taken the 90 cents of nutrients. The skin, as you lose weight, the saggy, baggy stuff phones up as you lose the weight, so you don't have to go through that surgery to deal with the saggy, baggy skin. And again, I would use as much as that Soothe from our new Hemp FX division, and it'll relieve any pain and any joint and so forth. But usually it's in the toes and the feet and the legs, maybe the neck when you have gout. But all this is resolvable, but you have to stay gluten-free forever. And we get people who are 620 pounds,
wow,
588 pounds, and they're 5'2". One of them, a little gal from Detroit, she's 5'2". She weighed 325 pounds, and she was on 13 prescription drugs, so she had seven other diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney failure, arthritis. She had things going on with her thyroid and so on. And in 90 days, she was off all of her medications because all her diseases were gone. And in 24 months, 2 years, she went down from the 325 without surgery, without any drugs. She went down to 135 pounds, and she looks 40 years younger.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Let's take a call or two. Tom's got a text or tweet as well. Heather, west of the Rockies in Colorado Springs. Hi, Heather. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm so thankful and grateful.
Hi, Heather.
To both of you.
You too.
My question is, my mother just recently got shingles on her face and head. She's 72 years old. She now has post herpetic neuralgia.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I'm wondering what could help her with that.
Yes. Okay. Well, shingles is caused by a herpes infection, herpes zoster. And when you have post-herpetic pain, what it is, burning and so forth, the active infection's over with, but you're still getting burning in the tissues because the virus is still there. So the first thing she's going to have to do is get rid of all the bad foods out of her life, get rid of the inflammation, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, gluten. How big is your mom? What does she weigh?
She's about 160, and she's 5'5".
160, 5'5", Doc.
Okay, thank you, guys. Yeah, I'd have her take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, I'd also have her take the, again, the Z-Radical, two servings a day for anti-inflammatory stuff, and then be orally a liquid. It'd be an ounce twice a day. It's 2 quarts a month. If she takes the powder, it'd be 2 canisters per month, so she can take 2 servings a day. And then topically, again, where she has the pain around her face and neck and shoulders, very common places for shingles, I want her to use that Soothe again from our Hemp FX division, and within minutes, she'll get really deep pain relief. It'll be a miracle for her. She just won't believe the pain relief she's going to get. And it relieves pain without the harsh side effects, including death, of all these pain relievers that doctors will prescribe for you. Again, it's called Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, and it's a part of our Hemp FX division, our new division with our CBD oils.
All right, good luck, Heather. Isn't it amazing how for years people have been talking about the medicinal uses of hemp and stuff like that, and the states just kept it away. And now they're beginning to realize, you know what, this stuff does work, and it's better than a prescription drug.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, there's many different species of cannabis. The ones that they're worried about, and they thought it was all one product, but there's so many. It's just like how many different breeds of dogs are there, how many different breeds of cattle are there, and so forth. Same thing is true with cannabis. And the hemp, which was often used to make rope for ships and things,
yeah.
Hemp, cannabinoids, okay, which are the thing that gives you the high and all that kind of stuff, we use the species that of cannabinoids, marijuana, that has like 0.00303 thousandths of a microgram of THC. And so this is all legal. Now, when you get the marijuana that has 35% THC, that's where people get high and so forth. Those are still illegal in most states.
Let's go to Tom with a text and tweet. What do you have, Thomas?
Hey, Doc, we have a text from Tony in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay.
I like to drink cold ice water throughout the day. My sister told me she heard it's better to drink it lukewarm. What's the truth?
And I got to tell you both, I drink it, at room temperature. I don't like to drink cold water. I think it shocks the system. Doc, what do you think?
Well, I like room temperature water because it doesn't make my BTT 2.0 and my Hashimoto X Plus and my Ultimate Cardio Stick powder clump up. You use ice cold water, those things clump up, and you get globs of stuff that don't go into suspension. And so it's harder to drink because you're chewing all that powder when you're drinking it. Ice water will lower the temperature in your stomach and your intestines, which then make the physiological properties and all the biochemical reactions slow down because they require a temperature.
A certain temperature, don't they?
Yeah. They require body temperature, like 97.6 kind of thing. And so you don't want to be cooling down places in your body that require the proper temperatures, the proper pH to have all the biochemical reactions occur. So, sipping on a little bit of ice water on a hot day and you're outside working or maybe sitting by the pool, that might be okay. But to have it with all three meals every day, I wouldn't go there.
Joe in Long Island, New York. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Doc. I had two questions.
Hey.
On the vitamins, like, for example, today here where I am, it was 97 degrees. I just use fans. I don't have air conditioning. I have a lot of supplements. And I just heard that, say, a probiotic should be refrigerated. So would you recommend, in some cases, refrigerating certain supplements might be a better way to take care of them? And then my second question.
Okay. Let me just
one at a time. One at a time.
One at a time, so we don't get confused here. Well, first of all, many supplements are carbon compounds and oils, and they are susceptible to heat. And so keeping them cool, you don't want to leave your vitamins and minerals in the car in the summertime because it gets 140 degrees in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually
Or your kids and your pets either.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's very bad for that stuff. And so keeping them cool is fine. Room temperature, which, I like 68 to 72 degrees, that's good. But there's nothing wrong with putting supplements in the refrigerator. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, and especially it'll slow down the oxidation of oils and turn them into dangerous things. And I'm talking about oils and the omega-3s. I'm not talking about olive oil because you shouldn't be eating that anyway. And then also when it comes to supplements, the thing you want to do is make sure that you're taking all 90, 60 to 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. Don't cherry pick and say, this is cold weather in the fall and everything, so people get cold, so I want to take a lot of vitamin C and you're not taking anything else. You don't want to do that kind of thing. You want to take all 90, and that's going to actually give you a better result by taking all 90. Your body will work better. It will maintain and repair itself. It's like putting oil in your car before the engine burns up as opposed to trying to put oil in your car after the engine burns up. Okay, second question.
Okay, you were talking about, physicians and skepticism about them. I was also thinking about dentistry. And first of all, I never really hear anything about foods or supplements that would help preserve teeth. And I'm wondering if you're skeptical about dentists. You put your trust in them, and then they charge a lot of money.
Okay, that's a good question. And of course, I talk about this. Of course, when people have dental problems, they have osteoporosis of the skull, and they don't talk about it. You get bone loss in your face and your jaw. You get receding gums because the bone's going away. So you got more gums than you got bone. Okay, and so they begin to retreat. And the doctor says, "Oh, you need to floss more." No, it's because you have osteoporosis of the skull. And, of course, as the bone goes away, you expose the roots of the teeth, and the teeth get loose, and they want to pull them on, and they give you dentures or implants. And then you get, when you get osteoporosis of the skull, you can also get peripheral neuropathies. Bell's palsy is a squeezing of the seventh cranial nerve when you have osteoporosis of the skull. trigeminal neuralgia, you have pain in your face because of squeezing of the fifth cranial nerve. That's caused by osteoporosis of the skull. You can actually have a loss of your voice. People get older and they start talking like this. That's the squeezing of the ninth cranial nerve.
Sounds like Bill Clinton when you did that.
Yeah. Okay. And then people get ringing in their ears. They get tinnitus in the ears. That's the squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And ENT people want to tell you, oh, that's because you're losing the little hairs in your ear. That's all nonsense. And the same thing with dentists. 99% of dental procedures are preventable by taking the 90 essential nutrients and staying away from the bad foods, because you won't get osteoporosis of the skull, you won't get loose teeth, you won't get receding gums, and your whole dental arcade, you look like you've been put together in a factory instead of having the worst, you know.
And I will point this out too, Doc, that if you have bad teeth and bad gums, you could have horrendous health problems, right?
That is correct. And usually, again, because you're getting osteoporosis of the skull when you have bad teeth and bad gums, and that means you have it in your knees and your hips and your body and your liver and your heart and everything else. So it's kind of like a little red warning light when you're getting all this dental stuff going on. But it's not, you know, loss of the little hairs in your ears. It's not because grandma had Bell's palsy, you're going to get it. And you might also, doctors will say, oh, you have a virus. That's why you had Bell's palsy. No, it's because you have osteoporosis. And the little canals that the nerves, these 12 pairs of cranial nerves are coming through, are filling up the bone matrix, trying to maintain the strength of the skull and squeezing those nerves.
Let's go to our first-time caller, Anise, in Miami, Florida. Hello, Anise. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, George?
Good, good. I hope you are, too.
Pretty good. I just want to tell you that the Mrs. Davika and I both love you.
Well, thank you.
We actually listen to you as much as we can.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We do a lot of rescue, dogs, cats, are left to die, injured, and so forth. And the problem is I'm also highly allergic to cats, to an issue where it's almost I'm asthmatic because of it. Is there anything that I can actually do to help to make it better?
Allergic to cats, Doc. This could be right down your alley. We got a minute before the break.
Okay, well, you got to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. You want to take the 90 essential nutrients, so one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. And I want you to take three of the EFAs twice a day, three of the EFA pluses twice a day. And that can really support healthy breathing and reduce or even eliminate asthma. And then, of course, you want to take our CBD product, okay? Again, soothe. It relieves all the inflammation and so forth. And that might be enough to deal with all the itching and stuff that go along with allergies to cats. But you want to take six of the EFAs a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner, six of the EFA pluses a day, three at breakfast, three at dinner, and the asthma can go away almost immediately.
I was going to say, you seem very high on that product, but that was a pun we shouldn't use, Doc. Stay with us. Doc Wallach with us. He'll be back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls, fast couple hours. Tom will have one more text or tweet as well. And again, our website, go to it often, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number to call for people who are there to assist you and help you, 1-855-949-7234. Or you can go to 1-855-949-RADIO. If you just want to remember that, then you can write out the numbers sometime in the morning. But we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls with Doc Wallach. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach, our final segment here from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Gene in the state of Washington to get things going. Hey, Gene, go ahead.
Hi. Hi my there. Question is for Dr. Wallach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who husband has a stroke, and his intellect has gone from where he could perform calculus in his head to hardly being able to do simple math.
Jeez.
My question is there any of your products that would be helpful for him to recover, if not?
Oh, absolutely. How much does he weigh?
Any idea, Gene, how much he weighs?
I don't know. I know he's a male in his 40s. He's also a former veteran.
Okay. So let's do this. You got to get rid of all the bad foods which contributed to his stroke. So no fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. Then I want him to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. two healthy Brainerd heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. It's meant for people who have a history of strokes. The healthy Brainerd heart pack, two full doses a day, two of those packs a month. Also get the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I'd get him three bottles a month so he could take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. They're designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and to support healthy blood pressure. And then I'd have him take the De-Stress Capsules, take three of those twice a day, that's two bottles a month. I'd have him take two twice a day of the Ultimate Niacin Plus. And the plus part is nattokinase. It's an enzyme that will dissolve, actually digest blood clots. And then, of course, the niacin is a time-release, non-flush form of niacin. But it dilates the arteries so that it's easier to get blood to flow through them. And let's see. Oh, yeah, don't forget he needs to eat about six eggs twice a day maybe four eggs three times a day, a total of 12 eggs a day. They can be soft poached with soft yolks, soft boiled with soft yolks, soft scrambled butter. If you can eat those eggs with a fork, they're too hard. The yolk has to be so soft and runny that you can only eat it with a fork. And he wants to drink whole milk, not skim milk. He wants to eat high-fat yogurt. He wants to eat high-fat cheeses for breakfast and lunch and dinner like the French do. And no non-dairy coffee creamers. You want either a couple of pats of butter in his coffee or whole or heavy cream in his coffee. And the reason is everything from stroke to Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease can be prevented by eating a high dairy fat meals. You get back down to where you're reducing your fat intake because some doctor, ignorant to the truth, says you got to get all the fat out of your diet. You had a stroke. And then, of course, you have more problems.
I have heard that having less cholesterol than more is more dangerous for you. Is that true?
You've got an A-plus, George. That's exactly right. Cholesterol is your best friend. It's the basic raw material necessary to make testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and adrenal hormones. It's a major part of the steroid hormones. All steroid hormones, again, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and adrenal hormones are 95% by weight cholesterol. If you're not taking cholesterol, you're going to have low T, ED, nobody home anymore, menopause at age 35, adrenal exhaustion, a.k.a. Sleep apnea. And then a cholesterol deficiency is a basic root cause of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by a going away of the white matter of the brain, the myelin, which makes up 75% of the brain weight of all vertebrates, including human beings. And when it goes away, you get Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease, George, is a physician-caused disease. Never existed 45 years ago. Today, it's the number four killer of adults in the industrialized world. And the monster of all humans, Hitler, killed 6 million people in his death camps. When you combine all the deaths from Alzheimer's disease in the industrialized world since 1942, a restriction of cholesterol in the diet and taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol have killed 1 billion people.
Jeez, that's outrageous. It really is. I know we're throwing a lot of information your way, so when you're with listening to Doc, and if you happen to be home, just have a a little notebook and a pen and paper so you can jot down some of the things he says. If you miss what he has said because you can't remember it all, call this toll-free number. And Gene out there in Washington, do that as well if you didn't get everything the doc said. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Tom, you have your final text and tweet for us?
Maria in Seattle, Washington says, please ask the doctor what can be done and what kind of diet should be followed for a person who has neuropathy in their feet.
And what is neuropathy, Doc?
Okay, neuropathy is when people have numbness, burning, tingling, itching in the feet. It's actually caused by a degenerative disc disease in the lumbar area of the back, allowing the lumbar vertebrae to get closer together. They squeeze the roots of the sciatic nerves, which causes, itching, tingling, numbness, burning in their hips, their legs, down into your feet, into the big toe kind of thing. And it's a back problem. You put all the pain relievers you want on your feet, not going to get a result because the damage is done up in the lumbar area of the back. So they want to get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, oils, and glutens, get rid of all the inflammatory foods, that you need to take two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. They need to take the extra glucogel, two bottles a month of glucogel, so you can take 15 a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're designed to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Here it comes, disc between the vertebrae. Then they need the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's two bottles a month, and that's going to support the absorption of and the utilization of calcium and other minerals. And then the secret sauce here for peripheral neuropathies like sciatica, which is what this person has, is the MSM from our Free Life division. Take three of those twice a day as one bottle a month or big bottles, three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. And it's going to support and promote maintenance repair, again, of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, and then on the lumbar vertebrae themselves to immediately reduce symptoms and reduce inflammation and swelling. They want to use our Soothe, the pain reliever and anti-inflammatory, a product in our Hemp FX division. It comes in a little pump bottle. It's the same consistency of a very rich skin lotion. And have somebody help you put that on your lumbar vertebrae. Within 5 to 10 minutes, oftentimes, that will relieve, at least temporarily for 3 to 5 hours, it'll relieve the sciatica and the burning and numbness and itching in the feet. But after a month or so, guess what? Doing what we said, your body can regrow those discs in between the vertebrae, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of the sciatic nerve, and this peripheral neuropathy, the sciatica, goes away.
That would be amazing. John in Citrus Heights, California. Hi, John. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a one-year-old grandson that I'm living with, and we want him to have the maximum amount of the 90 essential nutrients and to fully develop and everything. And right now he's on cow's milk. Would it be better for him to be on goat's milk? And he takes those little packets that are from Gerber's.
Exactly. And we have what we call mineral babies. These kids are, 2 years old, they're as big as 5-year-olds, and they're tough and strong. they're very precocious, and they're reading and all the stuff that they shouldn't be doing for another couple of years.
You put it in a bottle, Doc?
Yeah, and what we have is called Kids Toddy.
Kids Toddy. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a liquid, and you want to give them 1 teaspoon per 20 pounds of body weight. So if the kid weighs 50 pounds, I'd go ahead and give them 2 teaspoons a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time, the kid's toddy. They're also going to need the EFA pluses, which are the omega-3 essential fatty acids. A kid who weighs 50 pounds could take 2 of those twice a day. If they only weigh 25 pounds, I'd give them 1 twice a day. And they also should get what we call the cherry mints. They're a plant-derived mineral, 78 minerals, all the essential minerals plus 18 extra ones. And it would be, again, a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 40, 50 pounds, they'd have a teaspoon twice a day. And it doesn't have any taste whatsoever, but it does have a little astringent property. And if you're not going to put it in some juice or put it in with the kid's toddy, I would go ahead and get what we call cherry mints. It has black cherries in it. Kids love that taste. We also have a strawberry kiwi minerals, which, again, it's a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight.
That sounds good. I want to try that.
You love that one, George. And these kids, these problems go away very quickly.
Very smart putting kids on stuff like that. I would guess, Doc, if you had a kid on that kind of regimen, ADHD probably drops dramatically.
But it goes away. ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, Asperger's, autism, all these are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the brain. You get them on a gluten-free diet, you give them these nutrients, and it all goes away. Now, there are no nutrients in these drugs these kids get for autism and ADD and ADHD. There's no nutrition in there, but it will subdue the kids. But they're only going to get worse and worse and worse because when they have chronic malnutrition of the brain, they're in trouble. And doesn't hurt to make sure they're getting at least 2 or 3 eggs twice a day, scrambled in butter, soft poached, soft boiled, not fried, not over easy. And, of course, you want to wash scrambled eggs and omelets in hotel breakfast rooms and these kind of fast food places and buffets because they're 60% oil, bad, 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 20% wheat flour, gluten alert, and only 20% egg powder. So you want to get eggs where you can see the yolks in them. You want them poached or soft-boiled, or you want to watch them crack the eggs to make the four-egg omelet.
Rebecca writes from Little Rock. She says, Doc, I thought I may have injured the bottom of my foot. I woke up one morning and could barely walk on my right leg, but I've concluded it was a cramp because eventually it went away. What happened? A cramp on the bottom of your foot, and you wake up.
Yeah, so that's quite common, George, the cramps in your feet. Of course, it could be a peripheral neuropathy. It could be sciatica and showing up more in one leg than the other. That's a possibility. But it also could be a cramp in your foot. Swimmers oftentimes get these. It could be a simple calcium deficiency or magnesium deficiency. Mm-hmm. So what we like to do is take people that have either, again, sciatica, peripheral neuropathies of all kinds, or if they have just simple cramps, they need to get rid of all the bad stuff so they can maximize absorption of the nutrients, particularly the minerals. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And then, of course, you can throw in that Soothe from our new Hemp FX division. Apply that to the foot, the lower back, the hips, any place, or the thighs where you have the cramps. And just within moments, that cramping will go away. This is what the Soothe is for from our Hemp FX division. Relieves a pain and peripheral neuropathies without all the harsh side effects of things like aspirin, which can cause bleeding in your stomach and you can die.
Let's go to Mac in Joplin, Missouri now. Hey, Mac, go ahead.
Hey, good. How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, so I grew up in a household where my parents ground their own flour, made us wheat bread. That's all we got to eat for snacks. And now everything you say is gluten's bad, gluten's bad, gluten's bad. So my mom had a book called Wheat for Man back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. What's the real deal with gluten? Why is gluten bad now, or has it always been bad?
Gluten has always been bad because it causes an inflammation in your intestines. And when you eat gluten, no human being is safe from gluten. All human beings are susceptible to it. And when you eat gluten, it makes your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for salad. It's really ugly and reduces the efficiency of absorption. And, you know, you get diverticulitis, you get Crohn's disease, you get irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, you get appendicitis, colitis, ulcerative colitis. All these things are caused by gluten intolerance. And they're just given different names because of different locations in the digestive tract. Gluten is one of the worst possible things that has come along for human beings because it produces so many diseases. The diseases people get, such as type 2 diabetes and arthritis and high blood pressure, are nutritional deficiency diseases caused by having a gluten problem. You have intestinal damage. So even if you're supplementing, you cannot efficiently absorb the nutrients, and you get all these diseases. And it's due to damage to the small intestine lining by the gluten.
Now, Doc, in my case, I don't think I've ever had any reaction to gluten, but is that unusual?
Well, you don't get a reaction. You don't get, you know, something like you faint and all that kind of stuff. What happens is gradually over time, you go from having 95% efficient absorption to 80% to 70% to 40% to 30%. Then you get down around 15%. You start getting symptoms of these diseases. You get down to 3%, you're going to die from one of these diseases, okay, because they're all nutritional deficient diseases. So it's imperative to stay away from the gluten. Everybody in the household has got to be gluten-free, including the dog and the cat and the bird and the fish, to prevent cross-contamination and maximize your absorption so you get the benefit of the nutrients. You'll add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life by giving up gluten. You take somebody who's a heavy-duty vegan that eats lots of grains, like Steve Jobs. He died at 57, okay?
With all the money in the world, Doc.
All the money in the world because his dietitian made him eat gluten.
Interesting take. Doc, thanks again. We'll talk to you when you come back.
God bless you, George. God bless you, Tom. You guys are the greatest. You have the greatest listeners. Thank you for doing all you do for America and the world.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dr. Brooks Agnew, as we take a journey to the center of the earth.